Hi, I'm Julie Macken, and we are speaking about social justice. I suppose you've read, or maybe you haven't, but you would have heard that apparently kids at school know nothing about civics. Turns out no one in Australia's primary or secondary school, almost no one, knows anything about civics. And I was asked recently, why is that so? And I'd have to say, first, civics is a stupid word. No, I didn't even know what civics was actually. But actually civics is talking about the life of a citizen. How do we become good citizens in Australia? And what do we need to know about that in order to become good citizens? And by good citizens, I'm not suggesting that a good citizen is necessarily someone who, kind of fronts up, shuts up, and just produces stuff. I think a good citizen is probably someone who thinks deeply about the community they live in and asks themselves and each other whether or not there's things they can do to make the community better than it is. So I reckon a good citizen is probably an active, probably an agitated person, perhaps even a stroppy person. So how do we become good citizens? And it doesn't matter if we're not. Like, does it matter if we're all basically buffing our nails and tossing our locks and going, what'll I buy now? Well, right now in America, we're seeing what happens when a perfectly good democracy gets dismantled at warp speed. We're seeing Donald Trump, his pal Elon Musk, and their band of merry, I don't even know what to call them, absolutely dismantling the infrastructure that makes America a workable democracy. They're ripping apart the public service. They're ripping apart the courts. They're challenging the court's right to even make decisions. They're tearing up the international playbook. They're tearing up all their treaty negotiations. And what's going to happen is Donald Trump and Elon Musk will be totally fine. Vulnerable people. Poorer people, initially, people that really rely on government services like young people, school kids, people in hospitals, people that work in high-risk areas for climactic impacts like fires and floods, all of them are going to be really adversely impacted. The foreign currencies will be impacted. The global economy will be impacted. Because dismantling the democracy is actually going to dismantle the kind of state. I don't know how we're going to go with that, but in a lot of ways, that's not the right question to even be asking ourselves. The right question is, how can we in Australia, given the federal elections just around the corner, how can we ensure that our right as citizens is not taken away from us? That the scaffolding that holds up our democracy is strong and won't be knocked over with the first breeze that comes along. That's why we need to be really worried about political donations. That's why we really need to be concerned about truth in advertising. And that's why we need to, particularly now, really look long and hard at what we're going to be watching and reading throughout the next election campaign. There are malcontents with billions of dollars behind them who are all about creating an outcome that's going to favour them. And I'll give you a hint. A lot of them are carbon emitters. A lot of them are the fossil fuel lobby. A lot of them are the right from America. So it's our job to keep our eyes open, to read the fine print, to not believe everything we hear and to do our own research. That's our job. We're citizens. You're a citizen. I'm a citizen. It brings us rights, but more than that, it gives us responsibilities. And this democracy we've got was fought for, was paid for through blood and treasure, and it's our job to keep nurturing that. Thanks.